Well, we're entering the final furlongs now at the trial of the century. George W. and Tony Blair versus the world. That's right, those lily-livered liberal Europeans have put them on trial at The Hague for war crimes. And after a botched attempt to rescue them, Condi, Fatty and Arnie are locked up with them too. We'll need plenty of Dutch courage or whatever this weed is called, to get through this. Whoa, yeah, man, that's good shit. I can't be bothered to explain anymore.
Spat me, Candy.
Sure thing.
One.
You know, it's only been a week, but prison life is pretty good, and the food's fantastic.
What? The food is diabolical, and I blame it for your overly vocal bottom. What I do for risotto right now?
It's when they let George out of solitary.
This evening after downtime. Speaking of which, come on, Arnie. Two more.
Do it, come on!
Come on, Arnie, do it for us.
Yeah, come on. All this going up and down on the bar is making me seasick. I want to get off.
Wipe my bush.
Hey, guard? Guard? Are you there, Rude?
Yes, George.
Hi, Rude. How long till they let me out of solitary?
Look, if I've telling you once, I've telling you 2,037 times. When you've served your punishment, now please, be shutting up.
Hey, guard? Guard? Hey, Rudy, come on!
What? Why me?
Look, it's very lonely in solitary. How long till they let me out?
Oh, please be helping me, please, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Whack my bush.
Here, Arnie, are you going to eat your potatoes?
Nah, you have them, Fatty. I'm on a low-carb diet. Ha, God, it feels great to be back in training. Nothing else to do but lift weights, eat, lift weights, eat, lift weights,
eat. Sleep. Eat, sleep.
Oh, for Christ's sakes, you two. You're not meant to be enjoying this.
Why not? I sure am. 800 bored male prisoners and me the only desperate female.
Yeah, and not one of them has made a move on you.
That's because they're all waiting to make a move on you, Tony.
Well, I am the prettiest.
Hey, guys!
George!
Can I have your dinner?
What are you doing out so early?
Well, there was a medical emergency in the solitary unit.
Emergency?
Well, a death, actually. For no apparent reason, my personal guard, Rude, hung himself.
Poor bastard.
George, what's that package you've got?
It's the thing you asked me to ask Rumsfeld to smuggle in for us.
Well, open it.
A cake!
Shut up, Blobster. So, what's in it? About 20,000 calories. Most of them dirty fats.
No, it's something to help us get out of here.
Bloody hell. Is that a file?
It sure is, Daddy. And it's going to help us escape from here. George, you bloody idiot! When Condi said get a file, she meant one of the metal varieties. Not a top secret for White House eyes only fucking office file!
Actually, Tony, I did.
Eh?
You're kidding.
What? Whack my bush.
Order! Order in my court! I shall have order, yes. Yeah, thanking you all. Now, we shall now hear the closing arguments. First, the prosecution, monsieur.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you have heard the testimony against the warmongering and very, very naughty George Bush and Tony Blair. We heard of despicable acts against the defenseless. The stealing of the dog Barney's chew toy.
Barney!
Thank you, Barney. I agree. Hanging is too good for them. We also heard from great leader Kim of North Korea. Whose only crime is developing nuclear-powered tractors for agricultural purposes only. These testimonies are irrefutable proof that the defendants are guilty and should be hung, drawn, and quartered. The prosecution rests.
Yeah, we'd be having order, please, order. Yard. Now the defense, please.
Okay. Your Honor, hoo-ha. My clients are guilty. The defense rests.
What? God damn it, Arnie, he's got the wrong script.
Oh, shit. Al, we had a few rewrites. Yeah, this is the new scene.
God damn it, Schwarzenegger. Okay, I'll do it. So, what's my motivation?
Getting us off these charges, or I'll twat you.
Order, no twatting in this court.
Ah, Your Honor, new evidence has come to light. May I approach the bench?
If you must, yeah.
Sorry, coming through.
I'm over here. Here. No, follow the sound of my voice.
Okay, I'm coming.
No, that's the wrong way. Over here.
Sorry, madam.
This way.
Sorry, sir.
Whack my bush.
So, Condi, will this new evidence get us off?
Guaranteed. These liberal Europeans can't ignore it.
All rise.
Yeah. After much deliberation on the new evidence, I have reached a conclusion.
Great! This is it!
This new evidence in front of me here, right here, is the IQ score for the President George Bush. Under European law, it is not possible to try the mentally deficient. So, Mr. Bush, I set you free.
Yee-haw! My stupidity finally saves me!
Okay, order. None of your jubilation here, thank you, you warmonger. Okay, as for Mrs. Blair, Prescott, Schwarzenegger, and the woman Rice, I find you all guilty of aiding and abetting an idiot. 4 life terms each.
I was only following orders!
That's what the Nazi said, Tony.
Condi?
Well, it wasn't the way it was planned in Arnie's script.
Hey guys, I got off! Can you believe it?
Okay, after 3.
1, 2, 3!
Condi! No!
Well, wouldn't you just know it, huh? The Eurotrash had their chance and blew it. That would never have happened in Texas. So, what is George's IQ? Send your double-digit answers only to the White House, and we'll give you the answers next time on...
Whack My Bush.